broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for August the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We need morality in the people, that's for sure. By the way, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. First off, a quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you by Raw Honey. Yeah, that's right. Incredible taste in raw honey delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or you can call or text 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Call or text. Also, the website, localhoneyman.com. Check it out today, would you please? All right, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, yesterday, campaignforliberty.org, and we talked about an incredible book and movie series. I Am Malala is the name of the book. Movie, he named me Malala, and check them both out. They're incredible. And first, we must stand up for education, not government education, but education, lifelong learning, nevertheless. And education is the answer for many, 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 many people. Second, we must fight violence and ignorance with peace, in dialogue and education. Amen to that. And third, we must end the U.S. foreign policy of interventionism. We need to adopt a foreign policy of non-interventionism. Boy, howdy, is Lowell right on that score. We talked about an excellent article written by Thomas Massey, congressman, and John Locke, well-known former professor. Red flag laws are the wrong solution to the mass shootings we face. Red flag laws, folks, have not reduced crimes. And the potential for misuse is incredibly great. 17 states have now adopted some form of these red flag laws. 13 states passed the laws since the Parkland shooting last year alone. They're all in a hurry to get something done, but they're all going down the wrong roads. There's a ton of states that have, worked on these laws. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington State, not to mention Washington District of Criminals. Not only do these red flag laws violate your, quote, right to due process, but they also do not prevent somebody from killing themselves or others. If you don't believe me, ask Cain and Abel. Abel dead. Cain killed him. Didn't have a gun. See what I'm talking about? They also explain why such laws have a chilling effect on one's effort to reach out to others for help. If you've got mental instability and you know it and you want to get help, you might not reach out if you know these red flag laws are going to, take away your guns and destroy your life and put you on the radar. So people might not speak out and get help. We need to encourage people getting help. We need to encourage less medication. We need to encourage more fathers in the home and family structure and religious relationships. I'm not telling you what religion to be, but I am talking about the Ten Commandments in general. I am talking about knowing there's a higher source, a higher authority than government, that's for sure. There is a God in heaven who loves you and cares for you and has set guidelines to help you be stable and successful. And it's really all about God, family, country. We talked about the Utah taxpayers sadly fund the United Nations conference in Salt Lake City. Why are they stealing our tax dollars? I don't know. But Lowell yesterday reported he heard on the radio last week that the Utah Legislative Organization allocated $650,000. They call it a one-time funding to host the United Nations Civil Society Conference. Now, I think we can have a much more civil society if they don't keep fleecing my wallet for their agenda. See, what in my wallet's going to suffer that I can't fund or pay for that's needful for my family, for my life, for my business, for my that they literally steal at the point of a government gun to go ahead and fund the UN conferences? What's up with that? George Washington said, private property and freedom are inseparable. Amen to that. John Adams said, property must be secure or liberty cannot exist. So we have the direction from the founders. That's clear. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live. We got our buddy on Scott Bradley, his collegiate series to preserve the nation. Check it out at freedomrisingsun.com. That's freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about the incredible stance of Alabama GOP Senator Roy Moore. Blames gun violence on our country's spiritual deficit. He's right about that. Stevie Wonder on the other side of the coin calls for gun control. Hillary Clinton praises the New Zealand gun ban for going further than just thoughts and prayers, kind of mocking religion there. You know, see, the problem with going further than thoughts and prayers is you end up taking away guns from the good guys, right? Suspect opens fire in synagogue. But a good news story out of this one. Good guy with a gun shoots back and stops the criminal. Dennis Prager highlights synagogue shooting, rationally calls for more gun ownership. We need more good guys with guns to stop the bad guys. Remember, whenever we stop a bad guy with a gun, it's always a good guy. Oftentimes it's a cop, but we have to wait way too long. An honest police officer, an honest sheriff, an honest law enforcement official will say, you know what, I can't get there in time. I need your help, good guys with guns. Country legend Charlie Daniels tries to bring common sense to the mix. Had a few thoughts on common sense gun laws and had some suggestions. Before politicians passed more laws on legal gun owners, what about upholding and insisting, on the current laws, right? Enforce the current laws, and then we can talk about new ones. But 90% of the red flag laws they're pushing for, they can already do without any new laws, folks. Right? Remember this idea, probable cause, right? If you see somebody on psychotropic drugs with a mental illness, a history of such, acting out more violently and through rhetoric on Facebook and to people, rejection by women. I mean, you can see all these signs. You can already take probable cause and look into it. In the last case, mom even reported, son's getting a gun, I'm concerned. Police ignore it. And then they want red flag laws to be tipped off, right? The momentous shifts that are occurring in the moral tenor of our nation are shocking, folks. You don't believe me? 9 of America's 10 deadliest shootings have happened in the last 5 years alone, according to USA Today. We also could take that gun battle in America and the violation of our rights by the state, trying to tempt us to trade our liberty for security. We'll wind up with neither, warned the Founding Fathers. But nevertheless, the onerous burdens of war and a war-based society are upon us. I pray we can turn back to God Almighty. I pray we can be very, 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 very careful and wise. The Founding Fathers highlighted this for us, folks. We don't need to take away guns from the good guys. We don't need to take away cars or knives or anything from the good guys. What we need to do is say, why do we have the acceleration of the bad guys? Why do we have this extreme violence in our society? And what can we do to correct it? See, nobody's asking those wise questions. I think fathers in the home would do one of the biggest changes or positive moves of all. Fathers in the homes. When they bring children into the world, that they would stay there and take responsibility and love and lead by example. Tying children to God is one of the answers. But see, I don't really see anybody talking about those answers. All they want is a government fix. They believe somehow more laws. Doesn't matter that we started out with God's 10 laws, the 10 commandments, and then the two great laws. So 12 guidelines by God. Those used to put people in check, no problem. Nowadays, the 10,000 government laws don't get it done. And what we want to do is beg for more, beg for more, beg for more. What's going to happen when you have a society with no guns? Oh, it's not possible to have a society with no guns? That's exactly right. So if you don't have guns, then you have knives or you have machetes or you have, you know, baseball bats or you have rocks or you have who knows what. Bad guys are going to do harm. The only question left is, how do the good guys stop the bad guys from doing harm? and taking away their God-given unalienable right of self-defense is not the answer, folks. It's the lie. I also got a question. Why do we want to take guns away from the good guys in the United States, but we supposedly want to arm good guys with guns around the world? So let me get this right. The freedom fighters in Pakistan, we better arm to the teeth. Or Syria, or wherever they are, right? Iraq, Iran, who knows where. Okay, we got to arm them to the teeth so they can stop the bad guys, right? But what about in America? We say, well, the good guys can't have guns, by golly. That's how the bad guys are getting guns from the good guys. And we have this duplicitous dishonesty going on. Why externally does it make sense to arm and train and fund the underdogs or the bad guys? I mean the good guys. They're just the bad guys next week, right? But yet in America, we got to disarm the good guys. Why that dishonest difference, huh? Answer, because it's the only way they can destroy America. And the only way they can have their world globalist agenda utopia is if they destroy America. They want a tyranny, folks. They want a global one world order. You can say I'm a conspiracy theorist if you choose, but I'm telling you they don't want freedom. Satan and his minions and his tyrannical leaders around the world who want fame and fortune and power and gain and money and prestige and control, they're dishonest and they're trying to get us to give away our freedoms. Don't let them do it, ladies and gentlemen. That's a recap of yesterday's broadcast, a two-hour hard-hitting bonanza on the importance of never trading our security for liberty. We need to defend our liberty by demanding true security. Good guys with guns have always been the answer. When King George came for the guns, that's when the Patriot revolutionaries said, The colonials said, we're not doing that. Wisely so.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that will preserve the vanishing resource of the American cowboy. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery that celebrates our history, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Range Magazine also features great holiday gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. You can order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no water.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Incredible column in the Daily Caller. Kurt, I just emailed it to you. Just saw this thing. It's exciting news, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we've been working on innocence in prison. We have no liberty with innocence in prison. And sadly, with what's going on today now, they're turning every one of the good guys into criminals. I kid you not. Can the case of my husband, Steve Stockman, be an alarm for Americans who love the Constitution, asks Steve's wife, Patty, in this incredible document or this article written up in the Daily Caller. I commend the Daily Caller for having the guts to print this, and I commend Patty Stockman for standing up so boldly, nobly, and independently for her husband. The former two-time congressman endured a four-year investigation with four grand juries, followed by an indictment and a conviction by our own DOJ and IRS. He is now serving a 10-year prison sentence But, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know this, Stockman has filed a compelling appeal showing his innocence with the first or the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, Kurt. This is really good news. Steve says, all along I have held the position that if this, all along I have held that the position, if this ordeal could happen to Steve, it could happen to anyone who might speak out against the agenda of political correctness. Believe it or not, an article, and I got to commend these guys too. It's a Washington Times article by Rebecca Hagelin. Is that how you say her name? Anyway, has made a lot of difference to really possibly get this case relooked at, Kurt. What do you think of that? Pretty good news.
Well, like you say, it's fantastic news, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great stuff and great work by, the media making a difference here.
Now, here's what's interesting about this, Kurt. It's then said in the conservative circles, some people are now who have learned about this through the Washington Times article and through the Daily Caller article and stuff like that. They're saying, one person is saying, after reading Hagelin's article, why isn't this known in the conservative community? Question mark. And some say there are several plausible answers to that question, but they're really more excuses than reasons. And I'm saying to you, Kurt, we have been doing our best to get the word out against this. Right? So there you have it. But an incredible article. Anything else you want to pick out from that one, Kurt? It's a great article in the Daily Caller, and it really highlights this fact that even who is this? Oh, the Washington Times article. I mean, you got to give some credit here. The Washington Times article. Now, I'm not really for the Washington Times. They're better than the New York Times.
Well, yeah, but the Washington Times compared to the Washington Post
is phenomenal. And so that's the issue. And so now you got the Daily Caller and the Washington Times willing to cover this, giving Steve Stockman's wife, Patty, a voice to speak out, giving Steve the ability to highlight the fact that, hey, he has filed a compelling appeal showing his innocence with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. I don't know how you can say that's not news. How come this is not in every newspaper in the country, Kurt?
Well, the number one key reason, Sam, is this isn't, this isn't what they want to promote. It makes the Obamas, it makes, that whole administration look bad.
It even kind of makes Donald look bad, Kurt.
Well, it certainly doesn't see him getting these, he's already had some people released, and he could have certainly done that with Steve Stockman.
Yeah. Now, it's pretty cool in my opinion, Kurt, because I emailed Patty the second I got this thing, and I said, hey, man, good job. This is exciting. When can we get you back on the radio? So we'll hear from Patty again soon. We've been hammering on this more than probably any other nationally syndicated organization. Now, I'm not trying to take credit for anything. I'm just trying to highlight, when this reader says, hey, how come we haven't known about this before in the conservative circles? I think this is where we shine and where we answer her question or his question, Kurt, and say, well, the mainstream press doesn't want you to know. Even the people who you think are conservative, even the people who you think should be reporting this to you, you feel betrayed that they haven't reported it to you because they don't want to report this to you. Now, what made the New York Times and what made the Daily Caller decide to focus on this? I don't know. I suspect it's this legitimate.
You said the New York Times. You mean the Washington Times.
Washington Times, yeah. Stockman has filed a compelling appeal showing his innocence with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So you can ignore the story until you start to see court cases, because what happens if Steve wins or reverses the wrongful convictions? Look, it already took four juries, folks. The DOJ and the IRS have blood all over their hands on this one, virtually speaking, or figuratively speaking, whatever you want to say. And all I'm telling you is, when it gets to the courts like this, they better report it, because if they don't, then the question is, when he wins, if he wins, what happened with that? How come they weren't on the beat? And so there's things that cross thresholds. And when the things go to courts or there's documents that come back up, you know, viewpoints, when guys like us report it, they're left with no choice but to report it, Kurt. And I'm not here to attack the Daily Caller or the Washington Times. I'm here to commend them because they're doing the right thing by reporting this. I just wish they had done it sooner. And in answer to this reader's question, why don't we in the conservative circles know about this? Because you're not listening to the right conservative circles. That's why. I shouldn't have said right. I should have said correct. All I'm telling you is these people aren't as right as you think they are. And if they were really honest and really trying to look, we've been trying to get this word out about this. Literally, we have created radio commercials. Patty has created radio commercials. Some other talk show hosts have helped me. We've created radio commercials and we run them. Our Innocence in Prison Project, we have tried to talk to every key person we know. Rand Paul, Ron Paul, David Clark Jr. We've tried to talk to everybody we know. And we just can't break through the silence. But maybe we're making some progress now. And I commend Steve for being able to get this filed. I wish we could bring more money to bear to help him. I think the point Patty Stockman, his wife, makes is critical. The former two-time congressman endured a four-year investigation, Kurt, and I don't understand this, with four grand juries, followed by an indictment and a conviction by our own DOJ and IRS. Now, the Department of Justice and the IRS are the thugs and the criminals that are putting many people behind bars. And they're the folks that were involved with the FBI in the Ammon Bundy case, where the judge went ballistic and dismissed the whole case and said these people are fraudsters, meaning the government there. Okay, poor Steve Stockman is now serving a 10-year prison sentence, Kurt. But now Stockman, thank heavens, has filed a compelling appeal showing his innocence with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and I pray for success here. I'm glad that the Washington Times article right by Rebecca Haglin, or Haglin, anyway, about the Stockman case, by the way, it's printed on August 8th, has caused some to take a fresh look at Steve Stockman's case. I am so grateful for this, Kurt. And we're going to get Patty on about it. I just wanted to celebrate for a minute. And I wanted to highlight to our listeners and everybody, you know, why do the conservative circles not even know about this? Because there's two conservative circles. There's the real conservative circles like us, the real constitutionalists. And then there's the fake conservative groups, such as Fox News and many others. And I'm not here to attack them. I'm just telling you, they're not really as conservative as you think they are. For example, Fox News says, we report, you decide. Well, did you report on the Steve Stockman case so the American people could be aware of it and they can decide what they believe about it? You know, when you hear that it took four grand juries to convict Steve Stockman, when you heard that they had to threaten other people and prosecute other people and let other people off the hook in an effort to betray Steve, you start to kind of gain a reality check here. You know what? Why is Steve Stockman in prison? He filed an appeal showing his innocence with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. That's mainstream news, folks. But the fake conservatives aren't talking about it. They don't want you to be able to decide. All right, I commend the Washington Times. I commend Rebecca Haglin. And I commend the Daily Caller, Kurt. And I'm just disappointed that we can't get the word out on some of these cases faster. There is no liberty with innocence in prison, folks.
Well, and I'll give you another reason.
Sure.
I'll give you another reason why people are unaware of it. You know, let's say you search on Google for Steve Stockman. If you just put Steve Stockman in on Google, you'd think you'd see any of the latest stuff, right?
Especially an appeal filed with the Fifth Circuit Court, right?
That's right, except, you know, unless you put in Steve Stockman and Washington Times, you're not even going to get this article.
In fact, let's come back and highlight what you get when you just put Steve Stockman, even type in Steve Stockman News. We'll come right back and do it. This is critical, folks, because the reader had a fair question, I think, Kurt. Who's answering it but us, I might add? Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Planned Parenthood opting to now leave the federal family planning program rather than comply with new abortion restrictions. A statement released by the nonprofit saying the Trump administration has forced grantees out of Title X through what it calls an unethical and dangerous gag rule on health care providers. Title X's a decades-old bipartisan program for affordable birth control and reproductive health care. The acting president and CEO of the organization says they'll use emergency funds to provide services to patients, but the impacts of leaving the program are going to vary state by state. While publicly denying there's one on the horizon, the White House reportedly putting plans together in case there's a recession, including a possible payroll tax cut. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You know, you may like another candidate better, but you have to look at who is going to win.
The latest endorsement for former Vice President and now White House hopeful Joe Biden comes from his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, who tells reporters in Manchester, New Hampshire,
but you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better, but your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
And Mrs. Biden says that her husband is the most likely candidate to beat President Trump in the 2020 election. J.P. Morgan Chase is claiming American families will pay an extra $1,000 a year because of the president's tariffs on Chinese imports. They say it's been costing them $400 a year so far, but new tariffs threaten to take effect later this year would add another $600 to that total. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
When you type Steve Stockman into Google, wow, I don't see it telling the truth really at all, Kurt.
Well, it's hard to know exactly what to say about that, but you know, like
well,
the bottom line.
Well, if you put in Steve Stockman, what do you
this,
get?
Well, when I first did that, without Washington Times or anything else, you know, you get a little bit of Wikipedia and, you know, stuff way back, nothing, you know, recent.
You know what I get, Kurt? All of it basically just says, hey, Steve Stockman went to prison for 10 years, 120 months in prison, convicted Steve Stockman, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all yesteryear news. But an appeal in the Fifth Circuit Court, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, that's news.
Well, it should be a recent thing, and why wouldn't that show up, you know? So, you know, it just makes you wonder. If you do click on the news button thing that they kind of have there, then it does show, you know, a 17-hour ago story from the Daily Caller. Then it shows the Washington Times piece from 2 weeks ago. WorldNet Daily piece from 2 weeks ago, you know, but you've got to do that. I'll just bet if you
but I have a question.
Obama, what'd you say?
I have a question. How do you know to do that, Kurt?
Well, that's the whole point. I'll just bet that if you put in Michelle Obama or Barack Obama, you're going to see, you know, everything that's recent and stuff about them. And that, to me, is the point about how, you know, we always thought that, hey, all you got is you got this computer and it's just looking through and finding everything that has that name in it. And yet, you know, we've learned so much more now that says, hey, they've got little, I guess you could say little manipulators that take care of things behind the scenes, you know.
Right. Indeed. Anyway, our prayers are with Steve, our prayers are with Patty, and we'll get Patty back on the radio for an update on what's going on, and we'll do everything we can to see Steve's appeal get coverage and get the fair hearing that it deserves. And we've done all that we can for Steve. I just wish I could do more. I just don't know what I can do. I've literally called everybody. You know what's interesting, Kurt? You have some connections. We've been in the news media for 25 years, and we've worked with people like Judge Napolitano through the CSPOA. We've worked with people like Ted Nugent. We've worked with people, you know, other congressmen and senators. We worked with Steve Stockman in the past. And you would think that somehow, somewhere, one of our connections, we've worked with Rand Paul and Ron Paul and you know, Campaign for Liberty and many. You would think that one of our connections would turn up and be able to do something to break through the melee on this, or whatever you want to say, the confusion, the blackout, the I don't know what words to use. But none of them. And it surprises you, and Patty and I had this conversation, I'm sure she doesn't mind me sharing it, where it's like, man, people we thought would be so helpful and thought were our good friends and thought we were on the same page and working together for our sacred cause, we thought they would be able to really stand up and help us. But, man, it's been amazing that nothing, you know, it's kind of like your cause is just, but I can do nothing for you idea. And it's like, wow. So I've been really saddened and shocked about the lack of support for Steve Stockman, for the most part. I've done everything I can, Kurt. Everything. Created radio commercials, covered it, called people, tried to use my influence in every possible way that I can. You know, and I, man, we've even had Richard Mack go to Washington, D.C. and walk the halls of Congress on behalf of some of this stuff. We've had Patty Stockman go to Washington, D.C. and work on it, too. And, man, I mean, I'm grateful for some breaks that we've received, but it's sure a slow-going process. Wow. I mean, we can't even get a hold of like people like Denise DeSalsa, DeSalsa or whatever, or Joe Arpaio, people who have both been pardoned. You would think they might be able to help us. But again, no, nothing. You know, we call them and they're just like, we just can't help you. Don't know what to say. Too busy on other projects or whatever they say. Everybody and people even kind of say they'll help us. Oh, absolutely. This is critical. I didn't know this. What's going on? And then next thing you know, you can't get a hold of them or whatever. It's just shocking, Kurt. Anyway, our prayers are with Steve Stockman, and I just wish I had ability or influence to do more. I don't know what next I can do, though, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam.
I wish we had a bigger stick, you know?
Yep, good point.
All right. Anyway, we'll try to get Patty on, and Steve is serving a 10-year sentence, but thank heavens he's filed a compelling appeal showing his innocence with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and our prayers are that that is successful, and our prayers are that we can get the money and the legal talent necessary to truly have honesty on this issue. Thank you, Rebecca Haglin. Thank you, Washington Times, and thank you, Daily Caller. We appreciate you. All right, Elizabeth Warren's in the news, Kurt, and she apologizes for her harm of her Native American ancestry claim. So, you know, she's pushed this, that she's a Native American for literally decades in her legal work and in running for Congress and in her collegiate efforts and everywhere. And she got, well, pushed by the Donald mocking her as Pocahontas. And everybody got after Donald and said, man, how dare you say such evil things to her and stuff like that. She took a test and she doesn't have any Native American blood, really. I mean, a tiny amount, but you know what? Nothing to speak of. So her lie or her mistake got exposed. I don't know if it's a lie or a mistake. She might have genuinely thought that. And by the way, I'll be the first one to say if she genuinely thought that and then was proven wrong, I get it. You know, a lot of times you grow up hearing stories about this and about that and about whatever. You know, I grew up thinking that I had a lot of Scottish ancestry. It turns out that it's about 15%, which is significant, but it's not as much as you might think with the talk in the family, etc. I bring that all up to say, you know, you might think that, and I don't have any problem if Elizabeth thought that and she put that down and genuinely believed that. It hasn't been until recent that these DNA tests could quickly, just easily, inexpensively answer these questions. So I get it, but I wonder why it's taken so long to apologize. But what it reminds me of, Kurt, is this Rachel Dolezal. Remember, that's the girl they say who pretended to be black. Anyway, it turns out the New York Times wrote an article that says this. Rachel Dolezal, who pretended to be black, is charged with welfare fraud, New York Times. Now, remember, Rachel Ann Dolezal is an American author. They say she's a multimedia artist, former college instructor, and former NAACP chapter president. That's who she is. Dolezal is known for claiming to be a black woman while being white. Anyway, there's a big battle about this, but now people are starting to say, especially on what's that breakfast show called? Anyway, basically they're starting to say, you know what? Elizabeth Warren is kind of the Rachel Dolezal of today. And what's interesting is Rachel just took a beating back in, what, 15, I think it was, when this all came out or whatever. Her parents outed her as a white chick. And she, you know, had everybody deceived for decades. She was black in the collegiate world. And even the NAACP made her one of their chapter presidents. And turns out she was white the whole time. Now, as a blind person, I don't really get how that can be. But nevertheless, what's interesting about that is, you know, does Rachel have any black in her DNA? Maybe 1% or a little less there, whatever, like Elizabeth Warren kind of thing. But what's interesting is the treatment between Rachel and Elizabeth, Kurt. Elizabeth just basically shucks it off, gets to basically apologize and say sorry for the harm that I've done there. And Rachel just gets a beating and loses her whole position. So that's the first comparison and point that I want to make about this. I got another point, too, in a second. But what do you say to all that, Kurt? Elizabeth Warren being called the Rachel... however you say it, Dolezal, Alan, Rachel Ann Dolezal, D-O-L-E-Z-A-L, Rachel Dolezal. But the treatment between the two is an interesting double standard. The rich and famous get special kind of privilege. She just, hey, sorry about that, no harm, no foul, please make me your president. Whereas Rachel just took an absolute beating, Kurt. Any comment on that?
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And, you know, this is a case of, you know, their girl. Their girl is, you know, can do no wrong, just like their boy Biden, you know, whatever, can do no wrong. They'll make them look good at all costs, if you will.
Now, it's interesting to me on this racial issue. So you're not allowed to pose black while being white, kind of a thing, right? But you got a ton, Kurt, of Hispanics where they claim they're white. Or a lot of people who are white who have a little bit of Hispanic in them who claim they're Hispanic. Sometimes people claim they're Hispanic or whatever because it gets them special privilege for, you know, college and et cetera. Some people know they have a better chance at a job application if they claim they're white. So that question is there. But here's the real question after that. How much black do you got to have in you to claim you're black? Like, what percent does Barack Obama got, Kurt? Maybe Barry should take a DNA test, huh?
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? to help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids. Long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you, you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So how much, you know, DNA do you got to have to be considered something, Kurt? Like, what if you have 1% black in you, Kurt, or whatever, Congo, African, whatever? Can you say you're a black guy, Kurt?
Well, one of the things that they leave out on this, Sam, that I think is pretty important, having understood a lot of this whole lab work, science, you know, these kind of things, and seen this for a lot of years, a lot of this is not an exact science. I mean, it's sort of like when you enter in to Google Steve Stockman and you find out there's some manipulators behind the scenes, and you know, same thing with your DNA test, at least in my opinion. Now
what's your opinion? Say this again.
What I'm suggesting, Sam, is that even though you take a DNA test and they tell you that, hey, you're 15%, you know, whatever it was, Scottish or Irish or whatever, they may be wrong. They may not be exactly right on all these reports and results. I mean, there's some very good evidence to say that, hey, even scientists, the guys that are going to tell us exactly what the weather's like in, you know, in the future, can't even get it right.
Yeah, so here's your point, Kurt. I think DNA-wise, we have it right. What we have wrong oftentimes is the scientific interpretation of that DNA. And Ancestry.com and many other websites, exactly as you point out, state this, that, you know what, the data that we have is correct. What may not be correct, though, is how we interpret or how we deal with that data. And they say the science is continually improving and changing. And so even on Ancestry, when I first took my DNA test, it showed me a certain percentages of this and that and that and that. And then what they did is they updated those percentages and it changed slightly. And what they said was, well, the reason why is because we used to take, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, so follow my example. We used to take 5 regional examples. Now we do 500. So the data is granularly better than it once was, and there's new details we can provide that we weren't able to provide before as the science and the techniques behind the data interpretation improves. So your point's exactly well taken, Kurt. You're right. But imagine bringing that up. Then they'll attack you and say, you're not a scientist. Doesn't matter that you're correct. But you're spot on this point, Kurt. And I bring it up, though, to say, what if you are 1% something? Can you claim that as your heritage, Kurt?
Good point.
And let me compare it to this. If a man wants to claim he's a woman, no problem, right? If a woman wants to use a claim she's a man, no problem, right? But when was the last time a man had some woman in him? Zero, right?
Not that I've heard.
Or vice versa. Now you say, well, Sam, what about people that are born with, you know, partially both sexes, organs, or whatever else and stuff like that? I don't deny that can add some confusion and some heartbreaking discussions. But I'm submitting, well, what about the gender bender chemicals and things like that that are, okay, fine. But the question is, what happens when somebody goes outside and gets a tan? Right? What if a Mexican goes outside and gets a tan? And they become like 10 shades darker than they were before they got the tan out in the sun. What does that make them? You know, where does all this go? Anyway, my DNA test shows I have 1% DNA from the Congo, Kurt. Now, your point is, we don't know if that's Congo even accurate. Man. But the question is, Kurt, am I a black dude, man?
I think you are, Sam.
If Pocahontas is Indian, dude, then I'm certainly a black dude, man.
I like what President Trump says about it. Hey, you know, I don't have... I've got more than she's got in me, and I don't have any.
Anyway, I find that interesting how we can beat up Rachel Dolezal for being basically a black wannabe and posing as black even though she's white. When we let Elizabeth Warren off the hook with a simple apology and a nod of, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for the harm I've caused. At the same time, we ignore this male-female question. You can pose as a male or a female any day you want, even though you have none of the other in you. And there you have it. So it's interesting. They say Rachel pretended to be black when she's white, Kurt, but they don't say that. I've never heard them say that Elizabeth Warren pretended anything. Right? Anyway, at least she's apologizing to give Elizabeth some credit, right? But here's the next tidbit. Great Kurt, point. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you know who Candace Owens is?
Candace Owens.
Look up Candace Owens Wikipedia, and while you do that, I'll brief you on a couple of things that you should know.
Right.
Candace Owens just emailed me, and she does a radio or a show with Dennis Prager and crew.
Okay,
pretty good stuff, in my opinion. Candace Owens asks a serious question. She's allowed to ask this. I don't know if I can ask it, but she can, okay?
Mm-hmm. She's a black lady.
Yes, sir, and a phenomenal black lady, I might double down and say. I don't care that she's black. She's right on the issues. Now, listen, here's what she says, Kurt. What if Blexit were to really happen?
Black exit?
Yes,
that
sir.
That means
That's right.
Leave the Democratic Party.
So then she asked the next question. What if millions of black Americans were to wake up, abandon leftist ideas and the focus of big government? They rejected the chains of big government and reclaim their power and potential. And then she said, and what if even more Americans were to join them? Listen, white, Hispanic, young, old, male and female. She asked that question. She uses the chains of government on black people, Kurt, term.
Yeah, she's written several books.
She's smart. She's right.
Blackout, how black America can make its second escape from the Democrat plantation.
See, I mean, she gets it done. Yeah. And I think she is spot on correct, Kurt. Think about this question. What if millions of black Americans were to wake up and abandon leftist ideas and the chains of big government and reclaim their power and potential? And what if even more Americans were to join them? White, Hispanic, young, old, male, female, black, everybody. What if we joined them? Now, believe it or not, after three episodes, Kurt, her show's new. After three episodes, she says, my new show, The Candace Owens Show, was the number one educational podcast on iTunes. What do you think of that? Think that's going to get covered in the news?
I don't think so. Sam.
By golly, it should. You got a black American. Yeah. You know, we always held the blacks down and everything, right? You got a black American that's busting out. You got a female that's busting out. And her show's number one educational podcast on iTunes. Isn't that newsworthy, Kurt?
Yeah,
I mean, you'd think that the blacks and everybody would be celebrating. I mean, I'm celebrating and I'm white, at least I think. I mean, I got 1% black in me, I guess. You know what I mean? But I look at this and I go, why isn't anybody celebrating for Candace, Kurt? Well, they should be. Here's the problem with Candace. Are you ready?
Well, she doesn't fit the narrative, Sam.
Yeah. She doesn't stand for the, you know, pro-death policies of the abortionists. She doesn't stand for the idea that the blacks are just getting shut down and held down and destroyed by the evil white man or whatever. She says, I've worked hard and I've achieved a lot in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And she has, and she's right, and I commend her. And she's saying that big government and the Democratic Party, their hold down of American black people is over. And I think she's spot on. Candace Owens, what if Blexit was to really happen? That's black exit. What if they just exited this whole, I don't know what you say, narrative that they've been promoting and painting in the black communities? This is the same narrative that our buddy Jesse Lee Peterson has, that our buddy Lloyd Marcus has, that Ben Carson has. This is the same narrative of multiple black people that are rising above it and saying, look, we're Americans. Let's stand shoulder to shoulder with good, honest, conservative Americans. And they're right, Kurt. And I don't know how to foster Candace and others and their point more, but they're spot on. And I bring this all up because when Pocahontas fakes she's an Indian, when this white chick fakes she's a black chick, and when all this is going on, I look at a Candace Owens and I say, look, she doesn't hide the color of her skin, Kurt. She doesn't hide that she's black. She doesn't hide that she's a woman. She stands firmly in, she's a black conservative woman, and she is not going to let that hold her down in any way. She's going to basically take America, where dreams can come true, the greatest country on the face of the earth, and she is going to excel. And she's going to excel because of America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. She can excel in America better here than anywhere else in the world. And she acknowledges that. And she acknowledges where the stumbling blocks come from. It doesn't come from a white guy like Sam Bushman, Kurt. Candace isn't pointing at me as holding her down. Where does Kansas point to? Or where does Candace point to? The leftist ideas and the chains of big government, Kurt. That's what she blames. And she says, what if we reclaim our power and potential? We should stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder to get this done. What if even more Americans were to join them? White, Hispanic, young, old, male, female? Wow. Kurt, I think Candace and we have been saying the same thing forever. But I'm delighted to hear that Candace, after three episodes, you know what? She's got the number one educational podcast on iTunes. That just proves the power of podcasting, proves the power of a person with drive and like a Ben Carson. A Candace Owen just proves they can have success. From Barack Obama, I can't decide if he's black or white, though, by the way. Well, Sam, if you could see, you'd know he's black. I know, but he's half white. Why does he get to call himself black? I mean, if he's half white, he ought to call himself white, shouldn't he? What do they call a black-white person, Kurt? It's half and half. Right now, they don't call it blight. Ooh. Boy, you're like a racist, man. I can't believe you just said that. Wow. I'm kidding. I'm just making the point that, you know, but we can say Blexit, right?
Yeah.
Now, what would white exit be? Wexit? Hmm. So this one Rachel, Rachel Dalzell, she wanted to do the Wexit, didn't she? That wasn't okay, though. No, sir. In fact, she was pretending, Kurt. But anyway, I commend Candace, and I highlight this because Candace is really mixing it up and doing a phenomenal job. A black, proud woman that believes in conservative ideals and wants to encourage those around her to do the same, to stand up to make America great again. And it's just amazing. It's phenomenal. And who's telling you about it, huh? All right, there you have it. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. We're going to jump right into the fire marshal. Story here in a second. I got fact check going on. I guess some different people are deciding they're going to do their own fact checking because they're not trusting the fact checking of the mainstream press, huh, Kurt? So we'll talk about that coming up. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam, he's Kurt, and you're you. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips. Please donate today. Every penny will help us grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty. Would be grateful for all your help. This is kind of like the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We've got day jobs, but please help us grow. We declare this nation shall endure.